Voice of York County,
an OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 live on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And a beautiful Saturday morning in Rock Hill, Mr. Rector. And how are you just
talking? Yes, it is. Seems like we just keep repeating these days over and over. It's been gorgeous. Yeah. It is very dry, but it's gorgeous, and we got a little chilly this week.
It's almost a little cool the last three.
Almost thwarted our frost prediction. We got kind of close.
I don't remember what I said, but I think it was the 15th.
Yeah, I said the 11th, November.
It frosted on the 16th, so we were close.
Well, it hadn't frosted yet.
Yeah,
we're talking about November.
Yeah, well, I mean, it did this week.
Well, we had a frost. I didn't know it actually did it.
Yeah, Tommy
I didn't have
had,
any
Tommy
out there
had
in the country.
Scrape it off the windshield Thursday.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, I knew it was 37 out in the country, so.
It didn't have to be 32 to frost.
Yeah, it really don't, yeah.
Yeah, you just.
It's well, like, I talk about on the ground and stuff. I haven't really seen that yet.
No, that hadn't happened.
Windshield. I've had to run my heat. I had to go out and start Teresa's car, so. That time of year again.
You wouldn't crank?
I don't know. Just start it and warm it up. Isn't that nice? I don't have a little clicker that starts it with all these things. I like to do it the old school way. Get the radio set, get the heat and the air on there. So
I did that for Rhonda. She started expecting it every day.
Yeah.
you be careful doing things like that.
Yeah, I like doing that. A few things I can do make life easier. We're glad to have you back, man.
Yeah, I missed last week, and I was going to listen to it, and I ended up sleeping most of the day Saturday.
Yeah, getting over your hospital visit on Friday.
Day. Yeah, I was going to listen to it every day this week. I ain't got it done yet. I've been kind of moving slow this week, but I hope I'll perk up next week.
Had to get back in the groove.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was laughing because I was going to call you all week, and then yesterday at 4:30, I'm like, I got to call this guy.
Yeah.
If he's even going to be here or not. I ain't heard
well,
from him.
I saw your name on the phone. I thought, damn, I never did call you.
Yeah. I think it was actually 5 o'clock I called you. You said you were watching the news.
Called me at 4:30 or something, and then called me at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. They ignored the first one. I called him back.
I don't know why I didn't answer the first one. I had the phone.
You looked at it and just put it down.
No, Rhonda must have been doing something with it. She's my phone person.
Yeah.
She charges it and she fixes all the things I mess up.
I hear you.
I had an interesting experience last week, though. We've been on a Verizon corporate plan for 20 years. And I finally found a number to call. That's the hard part now.
Yeah, it is.
They don't put them all
over. Where is somebody to talk to?
Yeah, because I was going to change the corporate plan to 4 private plans.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured I'd have to go to either Steel Creek or down to Manchester that I'm working at. I said, no, we can do it online. Well, an hour and a half later, we had individual lines, everything, but it's an hour and a half on the phone.
That's a long time.
That is. But he was very helpful, and he did all the work.
Well, thank goodness they don't charge you for the minutes or the long distance, and people don't even know what long distance is anymore. You can just call a number.
On a cell phone, there's no such thing as long distance.
No. You still have a landline?
Not anymore at the office. I do at home. I don't do at the office.
We don't have ours at home anymore.
We got an old security system that works through the phones.
Yeah.
Way back.
It's good. Under.
We first moved in 2007. We got broken into in 2008 and 2010.
Hmm.
And Rhonda said she would spend another night out there without a security system.
Yeah, so when you're out in the country. That's kind of crazy right there on that road.
But the first time, I think it was kids because they did more damage breaking in than they stole.
Yeah.
The second time, they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were after. They hit us pretty bad.
They wanted to see where that guy lived that had a billboard, face on a billboard.
I still got a picture of that. But that wasn't me. That was Tommy and Cherry Girl. Her grandfather was... Cherry Rose was named for. She worked Adams Outdoor Advertising. Maybe. But they, Latham had put a whole bunch of billboards up to get around the county ordinance that's coming down.
Getting ready to happen.
They put them everywhere. And then the law passed that, well, they didn't have but 10% of them rented. They were lined up double deckers on the interstate. Mm-hmm. They were everywhere.
So. Yeah, billboards is kind of a. I guess they're still out there.
Oh,
they're on the interstates more than anywhere. But
well, I know they're all over town. You just don't.
You don't see them.
People don't complain about them like these.
There's one right here on the White Street in Charlotte, right there. There's one you don't think about. So.
No, they're everywhere.
I used to get people coming by all the time trying to get us to get on a billboard.
We got on it 1986. They were $500 a month, which back then was a lot.
Yeah,
that
was a lot of money.
Now that's where
Tommy compared
Pope
to advertising now.
Where Tommy Pope's on has been on sign long time right there at Walgreens.
Yeah.
That's the sign.
That's where it was.
We had one over in York right there at Dunlap Johnson. But they do a lot of good.
Yeah, they do. People, like you say, it's subliminal. You don't realize it.
That and WRHI and the Herald and the York Observer put us on the map.
Yep.
But you can't do the same thing every day and expect different results.
No, you can't. Yeah. And you have to mix it up every now and then. It's good.
But anyway, we've talked about advertising. Let's tell me about my grass.
Grass is
looking great.
Is good. Fescue is looking good. The warm season grasses are kind of a little shocked there. You're still looking good.
Not growing, that's a good
thing. It definitely stopped growing, and it could have some color off color to it here, but we got warmer weather coming next week, so it's
guy on Queen City News this morning said it could get to the 80s, but it might be in the 70s.
About that. Well, that's good. I'll take it. I like 70s and 80s.
Okay, Matthew's sending us music, so we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Goodbye, stranger.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Well, I walk back down.
we're back to the gardener's bench here. Another, like Steve said earlier, another gorgeous morning. The sky is so blue right now this time of year. And you see the moon this week? That was awesome.
Saw it a little bit, but at our house it was kind of boring.
Yeah, well, down at Carolina Fresh is low. You can't see it. But on my way to work, was it Thursday morning? It was giant, like right on the horizon. Harvest moon. Isn't that right?
That's what they call
it. What they call it, yeah.
They had another big name for it on the news, yeah. But I didn't know what that meant.
That's a big moon.
But anyway.
It was a gorgeous night last night. Went for high school football. Like I said, if you haven't checked out high school football, you need to get on it because weeks are counting down.
Yep. Northwestern rolled again.
Big one over Rock Hill last night. South Point won. So South Point and Northwestern will not meet again this year. So they're in two different divisions.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about it.
South Point's Division 4.
They're in 4, yeah. Now, Northwestern, they divided 5A into two categories, large and small. So Northwestern's in the small 5A. Rock Hill's actually in the large, so they still, have a chance to go to playoffs and stuff.
I never have understood how that works.
Yeah. I think they're moving toward a 6A is what they're going to do, so eventually.
They seem to change it every year.
Yeah.
I start figuring it out, and it's all changed.
Well, my girls' golf team made it to the Upper State playoffs. We go to Chester Monday. So.
Are you playing at Chester?
Yeah, playing back at Chester again.
Is that still a beautiful course?
Oh,
it
is.
Used to be?
It's gorgeous, yep. Looks good. They redid their sand traps and all last year, and they're very white looking. It makes a huge difference the way things look.
Tommy and I were members there back in the day,
yeah.
In the 90s. We played every Sunday.
Nice little drive down there. It is a little bit out of the way, but it's
30 minutes it used to be. Now with all the traffic, I don't know what.
It's about the same. You don't 72 is not too bad. If you don't get behind a log truck or something.
I've done 77 and I've done 72.
Yeah.
His mother-in-law lived right above Chester on 72.
Oh, okay.
They went down every other week. So he would leave there.
Meet you down there.
I'd pick him up. We could play.
Yeah, that's right. I grew up playing there. It started in 1971, which I'm adding my dates up. I started playing golf about 5 or 6 years old. So I must have been down there right when it opened.
Yep. Probably.
Very peaceful down there. And
beautiful.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
Good way to get away.
Well, win.
The what?
Y'all need to win.
We'd like to at least go to state. That would be awesome. So we have to go to Greenville if we make it there. So
when do you play at Chester?
Monday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Monday.
You got to get out of these golf seasons so you can go back.
I got to get work done, man. I have to do some work today, and then I'll probably go in there Monday early and then get some stuff done. Gotta do what I got to do. Well, you're talking about grass, so now if you still hadn't aerated, seeded, and fertilized, you need to do that. I know we're not having rain, so the seed will sit there until we get some.
You say that, though, but I was venturing with my walker. It's kind of tough to walk out the yard. But mine still is not wet, but it's not dry either.
Yeah, it's not. It's like a dew every morning, which I don't even understand. We've only had two rains, basically, from the one cyclone that came from Myrtle Beach this way, and then that Helene. That's the only two rains we've had. But that was 7 inches on that one.
Nine inches is what they finally came up with.
That should be gone by now. But you're right. It's still heavy dew in the morning.
Every morning.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Which is a good thing.
And had a little bit of fog this morning.
Mm-hmm.
More so at the nursery.
Low-lying areas over there where you are in the airport. That's kind of...
the nursery, we got the pond in the... I say pond. Yeah. It's really a little lake. It's 3.5 acres, surface acres. And about 4 days this week, we've had a little right over the pond fog that ventured over in the museum road. And down at the creek, there's always some
difference in temperature, where the earth temperature and the air temperature causes all that evaporation. And it's crazy. There's always kind of a fog right around the airport, which is not a great place for airport.
Best word I got for it is damp.
Yeah.
It's not
wet. Yeah, it has been damp. Yeah. So that's probably slowly going to run out here if we don't get some rain. Pretty quick.
Not calling me.
Not for any in the 7 to 10 days. So.
Nope. Okay, it's that time again. We'll be right back to the garden.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay, I am the one, and we're back.
He is the one.
On the gardener's bench. My little sister told me about 45 years ago that there were people that like to be big fish in the small fish in the ocean, but I like to be a big fish in the small pond.
There you go.
I want everybody to know my name.
So he built a pond behind Rolling Hills.
You remember a guy
and got in a boat, and he was in the middle.
You remember a guy named Sonny Collins?
Yeah.
Built houses all over this place. Super guy. We worked with him for 30-some years. And he built, bought a house and redid it down on Museum Road on the lake.
Yeah.
Big old thing. I mean, three stories, swimming pool.
Yep. Movie stars.
Thing. We were up at, I can't remember where we were now, but having
Thursdays?
No.
Let me take a wild guess.
Right there where Winn-Dixie was.
Winn-Dixie?
Museum.
Oh, Museum. Curly's? It was, it was Curly's. A couple of different places, too.
And, I said something about people with money live on the lake. Said, no, people with money build a lake in their backyard.
That's right. Yeah, build your own lake. You're close to the lake.
Well, we built it for irrigation.
Yeah.
And Tommy happened to put some fish in it, so it became a fishing delight. And really, the last 10 years, it had been fished but two or three times.
That's funny. Yeah. But, you did a thing at the church that was kind of cool where you had people come out with kids and do a fishing at your pond from your church. Yeah.
They're doing it again now, the fishing club, and they've only been at our pond once, I think, this year. But they did it several years ago. They did it regularly 10 years ago. And, man, I think the biggest crowd we had was 78 kids, something like that. And first-timers, like Children's Detention Home, brought a bus out there.
Yeah.
They gave them all rods and reels.
So that's cool.
They'd gone down to Columbia to that expo or something, got them for like $5 a piece.
Yeah.
And bought 100 of them and just gave them away. And
well, that's something people can do the rest of their life.
Little
you know?
Kids didn't know what fishing was. They just had a heyday.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's a good
anyway,
thing.
Finish up on the grass.
We grass. So if you hadn't done your aerating, seed, and fertilizer, do that. If you haven't done your pre-emergent, which is due now for your Bermuda, Zoysia, Centipede, St. Augustine, all those grasses, put that down. That's going to prevent weeds from coming up in the spring. So need to do it now. It's not too late.
I got to get on Tommy. We ain't done that yet.
Well, it's not too late. So like I said, since it's the weather hasn't changed horribly and we haven't had all that rain, this should usually when it's damp, you know, obviously leads to more weeds. So it's kind of dry. So should be all right. And if you want to cut your grass, you can. Fescue, if you want to cut it down a little bit, usually everybody's mowing it tall as they can. So you can cut it down a little bit this time of year. Get some water on it if you can. I watered mine last night. I've had mine on 3 times this week, which I didn't run my irrigation that much in the summer, to be honest with you. We were getting some rain.
I haven't run my irrigation since 2003.
Yeah. You think a head will come up if you cut it on?
No, it's got a leak in it.
The grass was growing over it. It wouldn't even let it come up, bro.
Actually, well, I can see where they are. Yeah. We just have to trim them a little bit. Mm-hmm. But main line coming from the well mm-hmm. to the system, mm-hmm. it's got a leak somewhere because it's running down the driveway. You can't go by where it comes out of the ground. It might be 20 feet away. And
I dabbled with irrigation there for a while, but you're right. If you don't have all the... You got to have so many things on your truck. I mean, there could be like a 5 cent piece holding the whole thing up.
We did it, and
it's aggravating. You have to have some patience for that.
Back in the day, there were 2 people here in Rock Hill that would do irrigation. It was very mm-hmm. basic. I mean, nobody knew much about it yet. That was in the '80s, and we used one of them pretty extensively. But it got where we would wait 6 and 8 weeks for the company.
We're sitting on money.
I need to get paid.
Yeah.
So Tommy started doing them.
It's not hard to do, really.
The man understood it, but his wife was mad at me for years. So I'm going, I need my money.
Yeah.
You know, 2 months is a long time not to get paid. Yeah.
I kind of like it. It's interesting and not comfortable with the electricity part of it. I never have been comfortable with electricity.
They're so complicated now that it's not fun anymore. But anyway, we were doing them. We had about 5 lined up, and we were doing Shiloh Hills at the time. We did 8 or 10 houses in a row in there. And Ronnie Wallace came in on a Monday. He was working at Spring Lakes Golf Course.
Yeah.
Thinking about going in the irrigation business. Tommy said, well, if you decide to, let me know.
Yep.
Next week, he walked in and said, today's my first day, so give me prices on these. He gave him the prices. Okay, these 2 you can do this week, these 2 next week.
Get on it.
And he saved our bacon.
mm-hmm.
I don't know. The problem with irrigation, if you're going to do it, you got to do it regularly.
Yep.
Because our guys were having to, they do a fine job, and then we wouldn't do one for 6 weeks, and then have to learn to do it all over.
Start again. All over again.
It's just like the area, you never see it. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And the big thing right now, people need to understand, fall is for planting.
Yep.
This is the best time of the year to start planting plants.
Yep, if you want to plant any plant, tree too, I'll say right now.
Anything.
Yep.
You're still a little early on transplanting, but the leaves are getting ready to drop, so it won't be long.
Tell them what to do. Get them in.
Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in a few minutes on the Gardening Bench.
I'm Benny Etter.
There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that birds have a high metabolism and they eat even more food during cooler months than at any other time of the year to produce more body heat? Don't leave them out in the cold with an empty feeder. Come visit us and we'll help you fill it with seed that has higher fat content to give your birds more energy and adequate nutrition all season long. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench.
Boom, that was a fast acting show there.
That was fast, I'm telling you.
I didn't even get to say hey to my friends. Gary and Shirley are here from Buffalo, so they may have brought some of this chilly weather down here with them. We'll send them back home Monday, get back to the 80s here.
Something I about forgot about is barbecue hash.
I was going to say that too.
It was postponed because of all the rain with, I don't know how you say
Hurricane
it.
Helene,
whatever. Every time you see
hell is basically what it turned out to be.
They say it differently, but anyway, it's the day they start selling food at 10:30 until it runs out.
Thursday ARP right there on Church. 161.
Beside Pet Village.
Parham Road.
Parham Road in Mount Gallatin.
Everybody knows where Pet Village is.
And they do.
You might have never been there, but everybody still knows.
It's been a long time.
I've only been in there once.
That's a long time.
So we're open today, 8 to 2.
They used to carry
come on and see us over there at the store, get your fertilizer and stuff.
Okay, Matt's trying to tell us to hurry up. So we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.